Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about Margaret Barton Norton. She was the granddaughter of Clara Little and one of six children of the same Margaret Little who took a trip up lake in 1893 with her sister Nellie. She said, "I believe I learned to swim about the same time I learned to walk. I was like a fish. My summers were always spent in the water whenever I didn't have chores to do. My dad was captain of the boats that ran up and down the lake for many years. He ran both freight and passenger boats during that time. In the winter, they would only go up one day and back the next. One winter, the lake froze over at night from Willow Point to Mount Park, and he was up at the head. It took 6 weeks before they could break the ice through to get back. My dad had influenza during the epidemic of 1918, but was one of the lucky ones that lived through it. There were five girls in our family, and I remember when my only brother finally arrived. Boy, we called him, as long as we lived at home. Just before he was born, I was sent down to Grandma Little's to stay, and I was jumping for joy when I came home from school and heard the news that we had a brother. Now I don't have to carry in the wood anymore. I, being the second girl, was supposed to be a boy, so I had to do the boys' chores around the place, and the woodpile was my worst enemy. I had to do most of the stacking, then cut it up and keep the wood box full. I was a thumbsucker as a baby, and I didn't quit until after I was in school. I must have been 7 or 8 when my mother promised me a silver dollar and Grandma Little a trip to Wenatchee on the train from Chelan Falls. I recall getting the dollar and still hiding out to stick my thumb in my mouth. Childhood tragedy was when I'd lose my voice. I always had throat trouble. At times, my voice would leave me altogether. I'd have to whisper for weeks. Finally, the doctor told me to use Creolin to gargle with, 5 drops in a half glass of water. It sure smelled awful, but it did the job, and I've never been without the stuff since. Creolin is a derivative of creosote. We kids did a lot of hiking out in the early spring, up the highest hill called the Butte. Once, with the campfire girls, we'd come home from hiking covered with ticks, and Mama would spend all evening hunting for them in our hair. She'd pull them out and put them on top of the stove, and we'd watch them pop. They were too hard to kill any other way. During the winter one year, we decided to go back up on that hill just below where the road was and coast on the hard crust. We went a little too fast and couldn't stop before hitting the barbed wire fence. One of us got cut. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.